We're going to begin KJO Sports Talk here this afternoon on Friday Night Football later this evening. But, you know, that comes later, of course. But first, we've got to talk to Jeff Taggart of the Northwest Lions, the athletic director over there, about the upcoming fall season. And I guess what better sport to talk about, Jeff, than football? It's here. It's finally arrived. Coach Tinius, in his second year running this football program, looks like the outlook's pretty strong for the Northwest Lions. What's your take on football going into this 2018 season?
Well, thanks, Matt, and thanks for the time. Yeah, football is finally back, and it definitely creates a special environment whenever that fall air kind of goes around and you get a chance to be at a game on Friday. And I know here at Northwest, we're very excited for the varsity football season, and it looks to be another promising year for Northwest.
I was out there for training camps, and wow, what a facility you guys have. I would guess maybe the stands could pack about, 4,000, 5,000 people, maybe even a little bit more than that. So great facilities, a beautiful stadium, certainly hoping to fill those seats, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And, all the great facilities we have here at Northwest are all made possible by the awesome community people that we have here that kind of help us with everything that we need. And, our central office staff for awesome planning and just providing our kids with the best possible venue to play in. And, we've got a special environment here at Northwest whenever we do have home games on Friday night. And, for instance, even this year we've got a Thursday night varsity game coming up next week versus Parkway South. But every home game we have, our stands are packed, and we're looking at, thousands of people come to follow the Northwest Lions, and it's a special atmosphere.
And for those, Jeff, that have never been to the Northwest Lions football stadium, as you walk into it, there is a walkway that goes downward, and it's got a bunch of paw prints on there with names of, I guess, athletes from that year's sport. But what was that something that was there when you got there, or is that something you put together?
Well, I can't take sole credit for that, but that was something we started a few years ago just to kind of those are for our senior athletes in football and in soccer and in cheer and in Lionettes have an opportunity to put their final stamp on their last year here at Northwest, and everybody gets excited before the game's underway in order to get those paw prints down, and it really dresses up our facility nice, and it's a good way to recognize our seniors.
All right, so it does change. So the names do change every year then?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they
okay.
do.
Well, that's a lot of upkeep then, because I guess it's some sort of permanent chalk, I think, that's used on that surface. It's an asphalt surface, isn't it?
Yeah, it's paint, and
paint,
it's really something that just kind of sort of happens, and it happens quicker before we even realize it, because kids are pretty proud of those, and they love seeing their name on the ground as people are walking mm-hmm. down, and it's a good way to kind of just for them to show their pride for being a Northwest Lion, and especially their senior year. It's a good way to have a good thing to remember them and just recognize them for being a senior.
And Jeff, it really is an inviting atmosphere for the away fans when you guys are the home team at the football stadium. Do you get responses from fans, from other athletic directors that and coaches that visit Northwest and get to see just what the football stadium looks like?
We certainly do. The biggest thing that we hear all the time is just how beautiful it is getting out to Cedar Hill. But from the drive out here, no matter which way you're coming, you're driving through rolling hills, and when you finally get to our stadium, the backdrop for everything around us is just a beautiful atmosphere. So we love where we're at, and we're pretty proud of our facility.
All right, getting back to the football field, Coach Tinius, second year with you guys as the head coach. I know he's been with you as an assistant for a little while. Your thoughts on how he's handled his time as a head coach last year, 4-6, pretty good year for a first-year head coach, and I'm sure looking for a little bit better results this year.
Yeah, Coach Tinius has done a very good job as far as, continuing to make our football program progress. And, with him being around for a couple years before he took over as head coach, was beneficial for him, because he had an idea as far as, what our identity was and what we needed to do in order to be successful. And, you know, he's carried that on. You know, he's an extremely hard worker. You know, I can give him a lot of credit for a lot of things, but more importantly, he's very organized. And, you know, for the sake of running a program, no matter what sport it is, that's one of the main things you have to do in order to be successful is to make sure you're organized and to make sure that you communicate well. And Coach Tenyas does a very good job of that.
And I'm sure you're aware of some of the outstanding talent that you guys have, quarterback Seth Fortner, wide receiver Tanner Campbell, some good guys on the D-line, a wide receiving core with John Husky added there. He's an outside linebacker also. And it's a 23-senior squad. So for you, you know, the discussions you've had with Coach Tenyas, what have those been like about the players that he has underneath him?
Well, Coach Tenyas is very excited, not only for this really strong senior group that we have, but also we have that's going to contribute at the varsity level. You know, more times than not, he's really happy with the culture that these young men have started to produce. And, you know, they're proud to be on the field. They're proud to be wearing the blue and white. And, you know, just the family culture that they've built is something they're proud of. And then they hope to kind of continue their success that they've had in the past few years.
I want to quickly get out there the information about homecoming. Who's the opponent, and do you guys already have events planned for that?
Yes, homecoming is going to be against Melville, and that's going to be on September 28th, and then of course the dance will be on Saturday, the next day on September 29th, so homecoming game versus the Melville Panthers here in Cedar Hill.
All right, very cool. And Jeff, since I've never actually gotten a chance to speak with you, how many years have you been the AD at Northwest?
This is starting my eighth year here at Northwest. You know, we moved to the area, 8 years or so ago, and this has been home ever since.
All right. And are you a Northwest grad, or what's your background, if you don't mind?
My background, I'm from Mid-Missouri. I'm from Jefferson City, where I was born and raised, and from there just moved on to Missouri Valley College in Marshall, Missouri for my undergraduate. And I had several stops along the way in order to kind of get us to where we are now. From Marshall, we lived in Moberly for a couple years, and then in Hallsville for a few years, and back in Jefferson City for a few years. And from just being outside the Jefferson City area where we lived, we moved here to the east side of the state. So we love it here. It's been a great experience, and it's been a very, very good atmosphere for us.
All right, very cool. Glad to hear it, and thanks for sharing that information for those that aren't familiar with who Jeff Taggart is. But hey, as I mentioned, Friday Night Football begins tonight. You guys have Francis Howell North. Is that a road game or a home game for you?
We will be at Francis Howell North tonight.
Okay, and was that your week one opponent last year, if you recall?
It was. Yeah, we hosted them last year here in Cedar Hill, and ended up coming back in the game to win a thriller in the closing minutes, and it was definitely exciting. So I know this contest tonight, I know both teams are looking forward to it, and we just hope for a great game.
All right, Jeff, let's move on to some other sports, if you don't mind, here in the fall. We'll focus on fall this segment, and we'll take a break in just a bit and then come back with some winter and spring stuff. Let's go ahead and look at boys soccer, why not? 11-13-2 last year, didn't get out of districts, but 11-13, I've seen the talent here in Jefferson County. I know it's very strong, so the fact that you guys were able to put that kind of season together under David Willis, what are some things, some expectations for this year?
Well, we're looking to have another strong campaign this year. We've got a very talented roster, and Coach Willis does an excellent job with his kids in order to, make them buy into what his goals are for the season. And Coach Willis does a good job as far as really pushing, what type of men that we want to raise up in this program as far as being responsible, being courteous, and being good sports. No matter where we play, they work extremely hard in the off season. And I know they'll have another exceptional season.
And when it comes to players, I know some athletic directors are heavily involved in knowing who, what coach has what kind of talent. Are you in tune with some of the players that Northwest will have coming back this year?
There's a few, and you know, individually speaking, you know, I'm totally a person, and our coaches are the same way. That is, it is a team effort to make sure that all our success happens on the field. You know, we can look at some of our players last year, you know, that received some recognition. You know, returning, we've got Brandon O'Dell. Brandon, he's a pretty exceptional soccer player, and he's very fun to watch. And you know, Joe Noah also returns. Joe was an honorable mention player for us last year, and the O'Dell kid was, you know, all conference and all district and all region. You know, so two names offhand, you know, as far as returning from last year that won postseason awards. But then we also add to the mix a lot of other players that'll contribute at the varsity level. So we have a very talented group, especially on our boys soccer, that will kind of be very comparable to our other competitive teams that we've had.
You know, it's almost like talking to the coach himself, right?
Well, we spend a lot of time with our coaches talking just about, you know, the season coming up. And, you know, I know Coach Willis is very excited.
All right, very cool, Jeff. Let's move on to softball, another team that kind of hovered around the 500 mark at the end of the year, 13-11. Dan Davison, still the head coach there. What's the news about softball going into this year for Northwest?
Softball is going to be very exciting. You know, we return a lot of people as well as add some new people to the mix that, you know, we're going to be in a situation to where we're able to put girls out on the field that are very competitive softball players. And softball is going to be very exciting to watch this fall. So I'm excited to see the girls play.
All right, very well. And volleyball. Wow, what a season for Deborah Fortner and the Volleyball Lions, 27-5. I know the end result wasn't what you guys had hoped, but 27 wins in volleyball is nothing to you know, to just push aside.
Very good season once again for the girls volleyball team and Coach Fortner. You know, it's kind of becoming the expectation because the last 4 years especially, they have been rock solid. That is a total reflection as far as Coach Fortner's, you know, work ethic and the type of coach that she is with the girls. And each and every year they continue to put out, you know, over 20 win seasons. This past season was like their fourth year in a row to be the national division champion of the Suburban Conference, you know, the Suburban West, I should say. And, you know, they finished second overall last year in the Suburban West, which is a very tall feat, you know, with the likes of, you know, the perennial powers of Lafayette, and then you throw the Eurekas in there. You know, we're right in that mix. You know, so we had another strong year last year, and coming into this year, you know, we're you know, preseason, we're ranked in the, you know, the top 10 for large schools and around the area, and you know, we expect to have another solid year.
What do you think allows Coach Fortner to be able to get this kind of success?
She's very good at what she does. She really is. She's a very good volleyball coach. You know, she's very direct. She's to the point. She knows how to communicate with the girls, and you know, the girls respect her. That's the biggest thing. They know that whenever she's coaching them, they listen. You know, because it, you know, all her experience and how she's been coaching, it's translated into success. So that's kind of an automatic buy-in for the players.
And has she shared with you expectations, not just win losses, but certain players that she expects to have good seasons this year?
Well, they've got a lot of girls, you know, especially they're pretty. They've got several seniors that are going to contribute and do a lot of really good things. So way too many to mention all in one thing, and I'd feel bad if I forgot somebody. But I know their senior class is very, very strong.
All right, very well. And I believe we've got one more fall sport to get to, and that is girls golf. Greg Antrainer, the head coach there. What was girls golf like in 2017? Yeah.
Well, girls golf, they finished with a, you know, a season record for their duels at 2-8, and you know, they had some bright spots during the season. You know, we graduated a pretty phenomenal golf player last year, Lacey Snell, who was a four-time state tournament qualifier and a two-time state medalist. And you know, Lacey's going to be hard to replace. You know, she's going on to Maryville University to play golf, and so without her, you know, out there for us, you know, we're a different team for sure. But, you know, I know we've got a lot of young girls that are working hard to improve. And, you know, they've got an awesome person to be around and coach and trainer because he is very patient. He's very, very common sense with the girls. And he tries to find the bright spots in any part of their game just to kind of make them feel like that they're improving each day. And, you know, he's a great person to have around for these golf girls.
You know, Jeff, girls golf is not something that people really think about when it comes to sports. Sometimes they even push aside the boys golf. but girls golf, certainly, you know, if you get that good team or that one good state player that you know, gets to state and has a good run, certainly can you know, put more eyes on that sport. So when did this girls golf program begin at Northwest, and how have you seen it progress?
Well, as far as the actual, it's been around for quite some time, and honestly, before my tenure here started. So it's okay. Been around for a while, and you know, we've had some teams in the past. You know, a few years back, we had a real strong girls golf team, and you know, we had you know, two or three, and I think we had a strong fourth person as well that we were able to put out there at the varsity level, and we really competed very well. So, you know, that's the secret as far as just finding some girls that, you know, that play well together and, you know, are able to put up, you know, three or four solid scores out of the five that we put out there as a varsity team, so we can kind of keep those scores low. So that's the challenge as far as finding those people that had combinations of good scores on any given day.
All right, Jeff, before we take a break here, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about the student portion of these student athletes and sort of what Northwest and what you have seen on the academic side of things from your athletes.
Well, you know, we have a tremendous high school here, and, you know, our students are held to, you know, high expectations as far as, you know, how they need to perform in the classroom. And the great things as far as what our coaches do, you know, they make the students buy in as far as that, you know, the kids know that they're held to a higher standard. You know, we want them to do well. And, you know, if they're struggling in the classroom, you know, we're going to take time off practice for them in order to get those grades, you know, right, because we know that that's the reason why we're here. And, you know, I can't say enough positive things about how our teachers here at the high school work with our student athletes, spend extra time, and the amount of time that you know, not only our kids but also our parents put in for the being proud of being the, you know, a strong academic person as well as a strong athlete.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that despite you guys being a larger school, you still have coaches as teachers.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do.
Okay. Well, good. Well, that's that certainly helps with the relationship development both on and off the field. So, all right, very well. All right, Jeff, we'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk about some changes that have happened for the winter and spring sports seasons, and there's a new season, a new sport that you guys are going to be having. So we'll talk all about that if you don't mind sticking around for a bit.
Sounds good, Matt.
All right, this is Jeff Taggart on KJS Sports Talk. Jeff Taggart, the Northwest Lions Athletic Director, will be back with the winter and spring sports talk here on KJS Sports Talk.